We'll call the meeting to order. This is the June 2023 South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission. We are in order. It's 1 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Mountain Time. For those that are with us here at Good Earth State Park, welcome everyone. It's good to see you. For those of you that are joining us online, hopefully you can hear and see everything, which our communications team does a great job at making sure you can do that. I'm Stephanie Ristler, Chair of the GFMP Commission. We have our commissioners here with us. Before we jump into the agenda, we have a new commissioner that has joined us. Commissioner Bruce Cole is with us, and I'd like to give him the opportunity to introduce himself and share a little bit about who he is. Commissioner.
Do I need to use this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the communications guy? Testing, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Bruce Cole. I'm from South Dakota, born and raised here. I grew up in the Springfield and Yankton area. Started hunting and fishing as soon as I could, which is, I think I'm just looking around the room. I've probably got years on pretty much everybody in here. Maybe there's a couple of little more gray hair than me, but been involved as a hunt safe instructor, bow hunter education instructor, worked in the retail sector, and also run a national organization for deals and archery. So been involved with outdoor stuff my entire life. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.
All right, very good. We're happy to have you. Thanks for being here, Commissioner. At the beginning of every meeting, I am required to read a conflict of interest. It's a conflict of interest disclosure. And at the end, we'll call for any conflicts of interest. We'll go ahead and begin with that. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflict of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at the time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. And if you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. So at this time, do we have anyone on the commission that would like to disclose a conflict of interest? Commissioner?
I guess I can start out what I do. My first one, I want to make sure legal counsel has it right. As I mentioned, when I introduced myself, I sit as chairman of the board of the National Field Archery Association Foundation of the United States of America. And currently that board has a grant request into the Game Fish and Parks for shooting enhancement of some, I believe it's trap. And because of that, I would definitely recuse myself from the budget. Is that it? I believe that would be it, yes.
Any questions for the members of the commission? All right, very good. Thank you, Commissioner Paul. We'll move on to some additional housekeeping. Approval of the minutes for the May 2023 meeting. Those have been available to all of the commissioners, which you've had the opportunity to look through. Are there any questions or changes needed to the minutes? If none, I'd ask for a motion to approve those minutes and a second. Moved by B, seconded by Whitmire. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Those are approved. We also have to consider any additional commissioner salary days. None have been given to me. I'll look to our secretary, Liz. Are there any we need to report?
No, I'm aware of.
Any additional salary days from commissioners? Okay, we will continue to move on to number four, budget discussion. Chris Peterson, finance officer, is with us in person today. Welcome, Mr. Peterson.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Chair Rissler and Commissioners. Chris Peterson here, Finance Officer with Ham Fish and Parks. Madam Chair, for this afternoon, we have a quick budget discussion, budget review. There are about 7 pages in a small packet behind the minutes and so on in your books. Budget discussion and review that will and we'll end the discussion. We'll ask you to take a vote on some of the pages that are in that budget packet. As we sit here today, we have about 3 weeks left of our state government fiscal year. We'll end the fiscal year here on June 30th. That is fiscal year 2023. But our discussion today is going to focus on fiscal year 2024 that really will start here on July 1st. So a little bit on the budget process. Basically, when fiscal year 2024 starts here on July 1st, July, August are the first months of kind of the state government budget review. Us at Game Fish and Parks, we kind of begin our budget deliberations July, August, kind of really forward looking. We'll look to project revenues and estimate expenditures for the fiscal year. Basically, turn in a budget that goes to state government, the Bureau of Finance and Management, the governor's office. Basically, August, September, those budgets are reviewed. Those budgets all come in front of the legislature during the legislative session, January, February, March. And then the legislative session ends each year with a vote on the budget for all departments, the whole general budget bill for the year. Your Game Fish and Parks budget is really unique in state government. We have 6 programs, 3 of which full budget authority resides with the legislature. That is our State Parks Division, our Capital Development budget for the Parks Division, our projects. And then the third budget is the Division of Administration. So 3 of the 6 budgets really go through that process with the legislature having the final say in the budget. However, 3 of the other budgets, 3 of the 6, the Wildlife Division, the Wildlife Capital Development budget, which is the projects, and then the Snowmobile Trails budget, those 3 budgets, the budget authority actually resides with all of you. So it's basically, today we're going to talk a little bit about the roll-up department-wide, and then 3 of those budgets will be informational for you to look at for parks and so on, admin. And then 3 of those budgets we'll ask you to vote on to adopt this budget. That's kind of the culmination of that year-long process. We'll ask you to vote on those 3 budgets. We'll identify them as we go here. And then that'll essentially be the last step of the process so that we'll be ready to go July 1st with this fiscal year 2024 budget. And then we'll start the process basically all over again. So, Madam Chair, what kind of happens is we go through the budget process, do all the pieces. When the legislature looks at the budget across all the state government departments, they really approve or authorize a state salary package that includes the benefits and health insurance and those things. The legislature adopts that as a pool, basically, when they finish their last day of the legislative session. And then after the session ends, the state budget office, working with human resources and inside kind of the administrative arm of state government, they distribute that pool of salaries and benefits out to all of the state government departments, basically. So just here in April, May, Game Fish and Parks basically learns, we put that budget together last August, September, everything we think we need, set the priorities, estimate everything, but we just learn about what that salary package is going to do or how it's going to impact the budget really at the end of the process. So it's kind of the last piece. So here in April, May, we learned those salary package numbers. We were able to take those numbers, add them to the budget that all of you at the commission have been working on over the last number of months. And so we have basically the totals at this point in time. So that's what we're going to look at today, going through those budget pieces that now includes those salary packages and the benefits for our state government agency of Game Fish and Parks. So, Madam Chair, what I think we'll do next is just spend a little bit of time. We have 7 pages. They're budget worksheets. Landscape version, you'll be able to see them. These reports, for those of you that have been on the commission before, this is a standard copy of the report you see often when we talk about the budget, whether it's in one of our budget subcommittees with the commissioners, internal meetings, and we'll even put these numbers a lot of times in the budget packet when we have our public discussions, like we do a couple times throughout the year in front of the Game Fish and Parks Commission as well. So Madam Chair, the first page of that budget package is actually department-wide. So this is the full Game Fish and Parks. It's the roll-up of those six programs that I spoke about a little earlier ago. So really, you've got six or seven or eight different columns here on the report. The first two columns just give us a summary of actual spending, Game Fish and Parks spending, over the last two fiscal years. So we have a column of fiscal year 21 and fiscal 2022 expenses. The third column over, I'm going to point out for everybody, that is the current year budget. As I mentioned, we got about 3 weeks left of this budget. We're going to hit all of our budget targets. We're going to be within our spending limits. Everything should play out as we hoped it would over the last 3 weeks of this year. But that third column, fiscal year 2023, right below the first black line, you will see a budget of $39,934,594. That is the budget for salaries and benefits department-wide for Game Fish and Parks. And then if you move down the page a little further, you will see a budget number of $84,045,863. That's all of the operating expenses for Game Fish and Parks. So that's buying equipment and supplies, utilities, anything and everything, travel costs, whatever it might be department-wide. So if you take those two numbers together, the budget, as we put together and got adopted by the commission and the legislature last July 1st, that budget starting point was $123,980,457, right to the penny there. Now, as we move farther to the right with the columns, you will see a couple additional columns. One is called the requested column, requested FY24, and the next one over is the recommended FY2024. So for our budget reports, requested means the stuff we talked about throughout the year through Game Fish and Parks and working with the commission and the subcommittee. So that's what we thought we would need. It's basically everything except for the salary package. And then the difference between requested and recommended very much will be exactly the salary package that got adopted here at the end of the legislative session. So, Madam Chair, as we work through the numbers, kind of back up towards the top, column three, $39.9 billion of budget for salaries and benefits in fiscal year 2023. And then the department really came in with a budget recommendation that was just about the same at $40.1 million in that request column. And then the next column over is $46.032 million. So you can see between $40 million and $46 million, that adjustment of about $6 million is indeed the salary package for state government. Now, what we're working with inside state government for this year is the legislature adopted a recommendation from the governor, and then it went through the process and got voted on as part of the budget for state government. A salary package that was 7% across the board increases for all state government employees. And then in addition to that, there was targeted salary increases on top of the 7%. So our average across Game Fish and Parks was salary increases of about 14.7%, nearly 15%. Absolutely unheard of inside state government in South Dakota. So that is the biggest number that any commission like you would have ever seen come forth for a salary package for state government. Will it come with some challenges on how to afford and pay for that? Absolutely. So we kind of adopt the budget now, and we'll start working on really all of that work starting in July on how to make everything kind of work within in the budget year that we're in. So I wanted to point out that number, the $6,098,000, that's the total increase in salaries and benefits. As you kind of work down the page, you can see another increase at the bottom of, let's go to the decrease. There's a decrease of about $4 million, $169,000. That was a decrease that the department asked for as we went through the process. So if you take the increase of the $6 million and the decrease of the $4 million, the net change for GFP's budget for this new fiscal year is going to be an increase of $1.9 million in total. Now, this is, again, across the three budgets that are authorized by the legislature and the three budgets that all of you work with, Madam Chair. So what I'd like to do next is, big numbers are good, but let's take a look at each one of those six programs separately. I will point out which ones are informational for the commission, and which one we'll ask you to vote on as we go. Madam Chair, page two is the 0601 administrative budget. This is the budget for the Division of Administration. This budget really has kind of our internal services for the agency. My shop with the Central Finance Office, commission expenditures for meetings such like this, our engineering section, our central communication sections, those kind of things. So this budget in total, as we are here in fiscal year 2023, was $5.1 million. The salary package is about $361 million, and the budget growth is going to go from the $5.1 million down to $5,576,685. Now, this budget, as I mentioned, is authorized by the legislature. So for all of you, this budget has been passed, adopted, salary pool has been distributed. So this budget is done and ready to go for July 1st. Madam Chair, the page three of the budget, the next page is the 0610 budget. This is the budget for the Wildlife Division's operations. So this has anything and everything in the budget for the operations of the Wildlife Division. This has anything from, this is where our hunting and fishing licenses go. This is our terrestrial work, our habitat and access, our aquatic work, fish hatcheries, animal damage control, wildlife damage management, anything and everything that is related to the operations of the Wildlife Division. This budget for fiscal year 2023 was 23.2 million dollars in salaries and benefits, and there was about 37.5 million fiscal year 2023 in operating expenditures. Now the salary package for the Wildlife Division is intended to be, or estimated to be, budgeted at $3,630,536. You can see that number on the very right-hand side, about a third of the way down. So that's the salary package for the Wildlife Division at the $3.6 million. Working your way all the way down in that third column, you'll see that the current year budget that ends here at the end of the month for the wildlife operations was $60,666,000. And then growth to that budget because of the salary package is going up in total by $1,990,040. So the new total budget will be $62,665,532. So that is wildlife operations. Again, anything and everything. Several staff, hundreds of staff throughout the agency doing all that habitat and access wildlife work for our agency. The next page, Madam Chair, is called Wildlife Development and Improvement. This is another budget under the authority of all of you with the Game Fish and Parks Commission. This budget really represents projects that the Wildlife Division does. So this might be road work, updating a road, getting access to a game production area. It could be remodel work done on one of our facilities, like the facility we're in here, or trail work that we would do within you know, the Gooder State Park area here, things like that. Boat ramps and fishing piers, those kind of things that basically the department develops to get access to those recreational opportunities in our state. The budget that we had as we started building the budget, the fiscal year 2023 budget, was $4,794,400. That budget was increasing by $2,568,475. And Madam Chair, that would give us a new budget of $7,362,875. Budget growth in this area, for those of you who have been on the commission, you know, the some of the projects here, there's shooting ranges and many things that we're doing in there. So that's the growth there. The other thing that I can point out, Madam Chair, is you can see where the growth, and a lot of that comes from, is in federal funds. So the Wildlife Division uses a lot of federal dollars from Pittman, Robertson, Dingell, Johnson that are authorized and allocated through U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, are two of our biggest buckets that way. So a lot of the dollars that are earmarked, you know, more spending in this area comes from that Pittman, Robertson area of the budget. Again, Madam Chair, that is the capital development improvement budget for wildlife. The next budget we have is 0620, State Parks and Recreation. This budget is all of the operations of the statewide park system. All the things that we have in here basically include staff, utilities, operations of all of those park areas across the state, from north to south and east to west. This budget is informational for all of you, authorized by the legislature. The budget we started with was $30,338,615. Budget is increasing by just over $2.6 million. For a new budget for parks operations is $33,027,593. This budget is going up for parks operations to the tune of about $2 million, just under $2 million for that salary package as well. So again, this budget has been adopted, authorized, salary package pool has been distributed. This budget is ready to go for July 1st already. The next budget is the 0621. State Parks and Recreation Development Improvement Budget. These are all of the projects for the state park system. It could include, again, like facilities like this, where we have facilities for parks and wildlife across the state, trails, roads within our state park system. Anytime we have to do road work, anything and everything related to projects in the state park system. So this budget was actually set last year at $21.6 million. But just moving the budget into something that's more affordable with our revenue streams going forward, this budget has been reduced to $15,816,000 for the budget year that will start here on July 1st. So again, it's been right-sized to the way the department feels it should be. This budget was reviewed by the legislature, adopted, no salary package in here because this isn't staff, right? It's projects. So this budget, again, is all ready to go for July 1st. And then, Madam Chair, the last page we have of our packet is 0622, the Snowmobile Trails Program. This program for the commissioners, again, is the third of the pieces, third of the program budgets that all of you have authority to vote on today. Snowmobile Trails budget was budgeted at $1,419,499 for fiscal year 2023. The only significant increase going on in the budget right now is $38,294 that's coming into the salary package for the staff that help maintain our snowmobile trails throughout the state. So the new budget for snowmobile trails will be $1,460,416. Madam Chair, a lot of numbers to throw at everybody in a quick hurry, but again, this is kind of the culmination. There really is no new information within this except those increases for basically the salary package and some back and forth agency billings that are kind of related to the salary package. So that's the biggest piece to talk about there. Again, like I mentioned on that overall page, on the first page of the packet, $5.8 to $6 million is going to be that impact of that salary package. Again, not ever foreseen before in the history of our agency, but a great problem to have when you're trying to balance budgets is a salary package that will really help our employees and help our agency with recruitment and retention of staff as we go forward. So we're in a good place. Those are the things we're going to look to tackle as we go through and start this fiscal year 2024. And basically, once we're a month into the fiscal year 2024, we're going to be working with all of you on what that fiscal year 2025 budget might look like. So you put one budget, you end it in June, and you start the next budget in July, and then you start looking forward a year as well. So all those things kind of happen simultaneously. Madam Chair, so with that, I can go into which pages we'll have you actually vote on, but I can also stand by for any questions.
Let's see if we have any questions from the commissioners. Commissioners, any questions on any of the budget items that Chris has presented? We'll give a few minutes here to look through your paperwork, then you can walk in. I see no one raising any questions at this time. So, Chris, let's go back to the three items that we need to make a motion and vote on today.
Yes, and Madam Chair, you can take these individually as votes, or you can vote on the package altogether, and we'll make the basically the minutes will reflect some of these numbers right on the page as well.
I'd like to vote on them individually so the commissioners know exactly what we're
doing. Okay. Can do. Madam Chair, the first vote would be the 0610 Wildlife Information Budget. This is that operations budget for the Wildlife Division. Madam Chair, really the numbers to vote on are kind of the subtotals in the recommended FY 2024 column. That would include $26,820,270 of personal services, $35,845,325 for operating expenses, for a total wildlife operations budget of $62,665,532. And that would be one to vote on for all of you.
Any questions on these particular numbers? With that, I do need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Beast.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Lochen. All those in favor to approve the budget, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted.
Madam Chair, the second vote then would be Wildlife Development Improvements, the next page in the packet. This budget has no adjustments from what was recommended and what we showed to the commission over the course of the last fiscal year here. So the budget recommendation would be $7,362,875.
Very good. Any questions regarding the Wildlife Development Improvement Budget? No questions. And I do need a motion and a second.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lochen. Second by Commissioner White. All those in favor to approve, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is approved.
Madam Chair, then the last page to vote on, you can skip the next two pages, and it's the last page of the rolling budget summary reports. It's the one that says 0622 Snowmobile Trails. This budget for fiscal year 2024, again, it has an increase for salaries of just over $38,000. The budget number to vote on today would be $1,460,416.
Any questions on the Snowmobile Trails budget? I need a motion and a second.
Move to approve
by Whitmire.
Aye.
Second by Commissioner White. All those in favor of the approval, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted.
Madam Chair, that's all we have for today. If there are no other questions, thank you for your time.
Very good. Thank you, Chris.